whole team of Rosie on Nass is here for you, the Arizona homeowner. 1-888-767-4348. In our ongoing conversation of all, we're contacted constantly all week long through email. Romy, go through a couple more of those before we get to the lines. Lines can load up now. 1-888-767-4348.
More people would get projects done if they were projects like Vincent that are fun.
Okay.
How many projects do you do at your house are fun? Like, I've got to replace the kitchen sink because it's leaking.
Not fun.
And the way they've installed it, I can't get the sink out without breaking it.
Not
so it started as
fun.
A water leak underneath the faucet has turned into a new sink.
Not fun.
New faucet. New supply line.
Not fun.
New shutoff valves. I went from gate to turn. I did everything like we suggest to other people. But that's not a fun project.
No.
Vincent says, I want to go shopping for exotic wood.
Okay.
Where do I go?
And
what do I need to know about wood in Arizona?
You know what, Romy? We have an article coming up in a couple weeks just about on selecting the different types of wood for whatever base project you're trying to get done. So we'll have to make sure and key him off to watch for that, but it may not be soon enough for what he's looking for.
There's a couple great places. The biggest key factor is to make sure it's somebody that has your wood in a controlled environment. By that, I mean you don't want something that's going to be super wet, saturated, that when you're done, it's going to be, when it dries out, it's going to be warping and bending, and you'll hear nails popping or screws popping all the time as it's drying up and shrinking. You want to make sure it's properly cured. You want to make sure it's well-maintained. There's Woodworker Source, has locations in Phoenix and Tucson. Yeah. They sell Rockler. Rockler has a couple of their own retail stores here in Arizona as well. There's also Porter Barn Wood down by the baseball. Bank One Ballpark is now called
Chase. It's the only place you can get fence wood from Johnny Cash's yard.
He buys wood from all over the
country.
That's
what I want for my birthday.
Johnny Cash's fence wood?
Yes.
How big a fence did he have? I mean, do we have any wood left?
It's a big stack.
I'd take some of that alligator juniper as well.
Yeah, it's a big stack.
Well, I've got about $200 worth of that Johnny Cash wood sitting in your garage.
Oh,
still
you
waiting.
Do?
Yeah,
oh.
I stopped over there and picked some up.
Oh, okay.
So that's a fun place. There are great places. You got to know where to look, so we appreciate you writing in. If you haven't been to the website lately, it's rosieonthehouse.com, rosieonthehouse.com. Brand new look, brand new feel, much easier and cleaner and funner to use. One more real quick, just because this is the number one cause of fires in homes, not only in Arizona, but the country, lint, dryer lint.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's really gone down when they've put in the safety valve in the back of dryers, where if it starts to feel resistance as it's exhausting its heat from the clothes dryer, the heating element will shut down. So if you've noticed it's taking your clothes longer to dry, probably got a clogged up vent. And I don't understand why they go vertical instead of horizontal out the side either, but a lot of homes go up, and those do need to be regularly cleaned. At rosieonthehouse.com, you can find there's a couple good qualified companies, including Dryer Vent Wizard.
That's
what they specialize in. But you've also got companies like Arizona Chimney Sweep that does dryer vent cleaning as well.
Awesome.
All qualified people at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. If you haven't had yours cleaned in a while, another project I'm doing this weekend, by the way.
Well, very good. We always talk about the 9 o'clock hour being totally open. You can call us about whatever is on your mind as it relates to home improvement or fishing.
What?
Richard calling from Carefree. Good morning.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey.
I just built myself a crawdad trap.
Nice.
And it's a fairly large capacity one.
Okay.
I live out in Carefree.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if crawdads from, what's that lake out there?
Bartlett?
Bartlett.
Where they have the mercury warning for the largemouth bass and the crappies? And catfish?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yes. Fishing Game has recently issued a low-level warning for mercury contamination. And I don't know all the details, but you can get it at arizonagameandfish.com, azgnf.com. But I tell you what, Richard, it's just coincidental that tonight I'm going to be with all the Arizona Game and Fish Department at the Wildlife for Tomorrow banquet as we induct our new Hall of Fame candidates into the Hall of Fame. There'll be a couple guys there from the fishery department. I'll ask them, are the crawfish, because basically this mercury warning, mercury being as heavy as it is, settles, of course, to the bottom. That's where the catfish are feeding on, you know?
Well, I wasn't so concerned about the mercury as just the warm water and the bacteria.
You don't.
I will tell you, Richard.
What inspired you to build a crawfish trap? With mercury.
What inspired you to make a crawfish trap?
I had a film container full of it. So,
well, here's the thing. If you're trying to catch crawfish, if you're trying to get a meal,
he has a big trap. He said he had a big trap.
Lake Pleasant is so huge, it doesn't matter. You're going to need to leave it there for a week to make a difference or
smaller.
Get enough in to make a meal. Go north, farther. Prescott's got some great lakes that he can expect a good harvest in a day's time. Pleasant is so big, it would take days. And you've got to check your trap every 24 hours, so you couldn't leave it there all week.
By voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.